I've known my friend Father Rich Mismarandino for a long time, and he's now the parochial vicar over at St. Agnes. But when we were in seminary together, there was one day when we were with a priest faculty member at the seminary, and we were preparing to get ready for Mass for him. And so I was in the sacristy with this priest, and we were just talking. Meanwhile, Father Rich, or just Rich at the time, was busying himself, getting the candles lit, putting the cruets out, getting the ciborium out, making sure everything was ready to go, occasionally coming back and asking, you know, Father, what do you want the missal to be set to? Father, do you want me to light the high altar candles or just the candles on the altar, etc.? And about the third or fourth time that he came in, the priest looked at him and said, Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things. Which I guess makes me Mary and made that priest Jesus. So, but we immediately assume when we read this gospel that Jesus is chastising Martha for what she's doing. And that's not really the case, because Jesus had just come from a long journey and he was ready to eat. And that allowed him to go forward with his ministry. So he didn't want her to not be preparing the food. If that were the case, then I think that Martha's response might have been, oh, okay, Jesus, well, I'll just sit here and the food will prepare itself and then walk in and jump on our plates, I suppose. But that's not the case. If you look at what the gospel is actually saying here, there's this balance that we have. You know, the balance that each of us has to live in the world. And Mary, while she's listening to Christ, is doing the right thing. Martha's also doing the right thing. The problem is that it says that she's burdened with much serving. And Jesus says, you are anxious and worried about many things. So he's not saying, Martha, Martha, you're spending too much time preparing the food. He's saying, you are anxious and worried about these things. That's what he's talking about. He's not chastising her, he's loving her. And he's trying to help her to deal with this burden in a more Christ-like way. There's this balance that we each have in life. And we know that we can't just, nor should we, just kneel in the church and pray all day. Prayer is a vital and unreplaceable part of our day. However, we then have responsibilities. Jose Maria Escrivá, Saint Jose Maria, once said that work without prayer is barren. And prayer without worrying about the people around us and our duties is fruitless. Because the natural result of honest, sincere prayer is work, is charity, caring about others. And we all have things we have to accomplish, whether we're priests or moms or dads or workers or retirees or students. Whatever our role in life is, we have things that we have to accomplish. But the prayer is what gives that accomplishment something that is lasting. So there's nothing wrong with planning for the future. Putting together a 401k plan or planning for your next vacation, putting together a college fund or applying for school, all of these are important things, and we're called to do those things to the best of our ability. What does no good is after we've done our proper preparation to then worry and be anxious about it. Because that does two things. First of all, it causes us to become self-centered and focused on ourselves, and it also undermines our trust in God. That He provides, that if we do our best, He's going to be there to provide for us. You know, Padre Pio was very fond of saying, pray, hope, and don't worry. But those second two parts, the hoping and the not worrying, is only possible with prayer. So when Jesus says in the gospel, do not worry about tomorrow, tomorrow will take care of itself, he's not saying don't prepare for tomorrow. He's saying once you do prepare, stop worrying about it. It doesn't do us any good. When I find myself swamped with work and different things to do in the parish, I always have two choices. I can either just bowl through and keep working as I'm doing, or I can take a short break, come up here, and pray for a bit. Now, psychologically, that's good anyway, because it gives you that little break to refocus. But more than that, whatever it is I'm working on takes on eternal ramifications. So even if it's just doing a little paperwork, once I have come up here and prayed, I see it not in the context of the things that I have to do that day, but I see it in an eternal context. A context that no matter how difficult things are, God's in charge, and He's the one who makes these works fruitful. Ultimately, Martha learned her lesson. Because when Jesus returned to raise Lazarus from the dead further on in His ministry, it was Martha who went up to Him and gave a profession of faith, saying, "I have come to believe that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So when Jesus gently rebuked her on this, it was something that she took to heart, as we all should. Because that's how we come to know Jesus as God, is by not worrying, by trusting Him, and by engaging ourselves in prayer. So my advice is, the next time you find yourself worrying about anything or anxious, take some time away and pray. Turn it over to God, and see everything in the light of eternity. Then you can be like Padre Pio, who was able to pray, hope, and not worry. For Father Rich, I don't think that he was really worrying. I think he was just trying to help. The only thing he was really probably worried about is that I would remember that story and give it in a homily sometime. So every once in a while, a worry is justified.